Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of You Up. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here for a Sunday special episode with you, Jordana.
As always, very excited to be here.
The response to these have been amazing.
Yeah, people like them. I think they like that there's just one topic, you take it, and then you go on with your day, and maybe you learn a little something, or you get a little bit of an interesting story.
I think it's the best medicine to your Sunday hangover. Like, put on your headphones, get out of your head. Like, we won't think about Saturday night. Just put on J&J into your brain and start making breakfast while we discuss other people's problems. I think that's the way to go.
That sounds great to me. I would do that if I wasn't already here for the recording of this podcast.
And if you're out there, I'm doing shows. Dallas, and Royersford, Pennsylvania, Raleigh, Kansas City, jaredfreed.com, jaredfreed.com. And Jordana, you got some new stuff going on too, right?
Yeah, if you haven't checked out Betches Moms, check it out at Betches Moms on Instagram. We've got a whole new community for any of you who already have kids or are mom curious.
Awesome. Are we ready? Let's do this.
Let's get to it. Yeah. Okay, so someone wrote in, we have a deal reveal for today, and they wrote in, and the subject was, is it ever worth reaching back out to someone who ghosted you to sort of like rekindle the flame? So let's read the email because I think that'll explain the question a little bit better.
Okay.
I'll read it. Hi, J&J. I'm writing from Washington, D.C. to look for advice on whether to reach back out to a guy who ghosted as the pandemic hit back in March. Was he stressed and anxious, or is he just not into me? Is it worth finding out, or is it better to let go? Backstory. The week before the pandemic began, I rematched with a guy I'd actually matched with a couple times over the past couple of years. We always had great banter, but meeting up soon after the match never worked out before it fizzled. The last time we were meant to meet two years ago, I had to cancel and go to... It is one of those like recycled dating app people that you just see constantly, sounds like.
Well, I it's funny because like, is it ever worth it? Right. Everything's worth it as long as you keep it within reality. Like when you write like 2 years ago and it fizzled, like, okay.
If you say that sentence out loud to yourself, like,
like let's think of, like, I'm not saying to me, like shoot your shot, you know, like, but like, let's don't shoot your shot and then wait to see, you know, if it goes in, I'd turn around and walk out of the fucking gym, you know, like, yeah, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the last time we were meant to meet 2 years ago, I had to cancel and go to my best friend's dad's funeral. Awkward. The week before the pandemic hit, we rematched, acknowledged that it was funny that we still hadn't met, but still had each other's number saved, and quickly made plans to meet up before the hinge banter fizzled again. On March 8th, the Saturday before the final weekend of bars as we knew them, we went on a coffee walk that turned into mimosas at a local bar. That Tuesday, we met for drinks again. We hit it off so well that I remember saying to my best friend that if he isn't the one, I don't know what's left out there for me. Dramatic, maybe, but I was smitten.
Can people stop doing that? I agree. I feel like every woman leaves a first date, calls a friend, and is like, this is the one, just so that friend can give the speech at the rehearsal dinner to be like, she told me. That he was the one, she knew. And it's like, no, you knew about everybody. Everybody. Right. If you say it about everybody,
if
then
you're the
you
kind
know?
Of person who thinks that kind of thing, then you, that's not the only person you said it about.
Absolutely.
I also
Absolutely.
Think this is just a bad dating way to think because it puts the guy on a pedestal and it makes you feel like you tell people about them and it's as if you know them when you don't. And it just leaves a lot of ways to be disappointed because your expectations are really, really high.
And it keeps you in. Like, right. That basically locks you in. You're like, well, I've never felt this way about someone before. I'll stick through it, even though he's being a dickhead.
Right. In your mind, it acts as like insurance against all the terrible things they're about to do or treat you. The final weekend before everything shut down, the weekend of March 14th, happened to also be his birthday. He told me he was canceling a friend gathering that he had planned, but I had not yet fully grasped the severity of the situation, so I offered to take him for birthday drinks. No text back. The following Wednesday, the first big week of lockdown, I tried sending another, "How are you doing? What the fuck is happening?" text. He answered once, but didn't answer the follow-up text, and that was the last communication we had. Screenshots attached. This could be my pandemic loneliness, but I can't help but wonder if I should reach back out. Everything was so uncertain in the beginning, and maybe everyone had their own way of responding. Maybe he was sick. Maybe a family member got sick. Maybe he lost his job. The reverse argument, I suppose. I like how the soundtrack of this email is you're giggling.
I'm sorry. Maybe he was sick. Maybe his grandma got sick. Maybe the whole world got sick. Maybe he hasn't found his phone yet over the last 6 months. It's like, no. Yeah, okay. I appreciate the email. I appreciate the email, but it's like, you tried again. It's time to stop. I understand. And all of these things, if someone got sick, he didn't think to call you, the person that you
that
thought
he had such
was
a great day with. Yeah.
Yeah, so you ran away being like, I think he's the one. And then he ran away being like, yeah, I'm not going to text that bitch back. Like, it's, so.
Right, and don't take that personally. It doesn't necessarily have to be like about her.
No,
it could just
it's not
be
about
like,
her.
Again,
it's,
like
it's
a mismatch of like how you actually thought things went. Or what he's looking for. The reverse argument, I suppose, is that anyone can answer a text if they're interested in moving the relationship forward. I really want to shoot my shot once more, but I'd also be subjecting myself to rejection. What do you guys think? Is it worth it to try again? And if so, what do I say? I appreciate your consideration. Cheers. Pandemic ghosty.
Well, let me first start. I'm sorry. There's something she wrote that I'm like, it hit me. I really want to shoot my shot once more, but I'd also be subjecting myself to rejection. People like her, and I don't mean to make her the example, but she's the one we have. She's avoided rejection throughout this whole thing. Whenever there's rejection, she thinks of it a different way. When it was, we didn't work out 2 years ago, it fizzled out. We rematched. Oh, how funny. Went on a great date. He didn't text me back. Oh, he must have lost his phone. Everyone must have gotten sick. The whole family has the plague. Like, there is a thing where if you don't want to feel rejected, you will find a way to not be rejected. And
right.
I've done that.
And men do that too. Yeah.
I've done that as well. Yeah. So like the idea of like, I just want to give it one more time. Well, if he's nice in the one more time, are you just going to like go along with it? Like,
right.
How nice does he have to be? Does he have to ask you on a date and then you'll be okay with it? Or if he's nice, are you going to act like it wasn't a rejection? Nice is a rejection too.
Right. There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love, love, love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. Then I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Ella Moves. From beginner to advanced, Ella Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or Reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Ello Moves. Go to ellomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's ellomoves.com, code UUP. ellomoves.com, code UUP.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters. They got jackets. They got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
Also, I think there's a sense of like, why do we, I mean, we'll read the text, but it's like, why do we want to date people that aren't excited to date us?
Well, that's the other thing. The person that comes back out of the blue, it's always a little less exciting. It's always right. Like it is a version of settling. You're not aspiring towards this person. There's no catch. It's a fish you've already thrown in the boat, and you're like, I guess we'll eat this. We didn't catch any fish.
Right.
Today.
I don't feel like going out again and trying to find something else.
Yeah, and this is somewhat easier because also you've already done the opening of the messaging. Now he has no one else, you know, like, oh, look at us again. Ha ha ha. And it's like, let's do that date. Like, it's almost an easier
right
thing. There's less effort. But let's read the text. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay. This is March 12th. Yeah. And I'll be her and you be him. And I said, how's that party planning going? Or is it on the cancellation list?
I think I have to cancel.
Ah, bummer. Well, I'm around tomorrow night. I'd love to treat you to a birthday drink.
He says doesn't answer. Nothing.
And then the next thing she says is, hi, happy
like
belated.
You already shot your shot. That's the shot.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I think that text is great.
Yeah.
That she sent.
I agree.
Hi, happy belated. This is like 6 days later. Hi, happy belated. What a fucking week. How are you doing?
And then he writes back. So she said that at 5:30 after he basically said he said nothing to her. You know, I'll treat you to a drink. And then she's like, hi, I have. Was she invited to this birthday gathering or no?
Sounds like no.
Yeah. If I had a great first date where they might be the one, you're coming to the birthday gathering. Like, you're right. Obviously not on the same page at that point.
Yeah, or at least you're trying to do something separate if you're not ready to, if you're like not in the mood to like introduce someone to everyone you know.
And then, yeah, and then she comes in, hi, happy belated. And 3 hours later, he goes, hi, doing good. This sucks.
I know. The severity didn't hit me until this weekend. You're working from home, right? And then he doesn't answer.
Yeah, he's out.
So another thing I would also look at in this text message is, everything he's saying is not trying to extend the conversation.
Yeah, I'm with you.
There's nothing. Everything he's saying is like is not elongating it. So first he says, she asked how the party planning was going. He said, I think I have to cancel. Didn't elaborate. Didn't ask her a question after that. And then the next time, after she texts him the second time, he says, "Hi, doing good. This sucks." Again.
Yeah, that's just generally he could say that to, you know, the person at CVS. Like, that's right. Not a special text to you.
Or it's not like, "How are you doing?"
Yeah, or, no, it's not interested. Again, if the screen is more than half blue, you're swimming alone in the Atlantic Ocean and you're about to drown. Okay?
I agree with that.
This screen is, 70% blue on both screenshots.
Right. It's okay to look back at a situation and say, "I think I misread this person's level of interest." Or
"I got ahead of myself." This is
right.
Your interest shouldn't be based on their interest. You enjoyed him. You liked him. All you want is a second date. That's real, or a third date, or whatever date number this is. Like, boil it down to that instead of like, is he as in love as I am? It's like, I don't fucking know. I think you enjoyed, you had fun, you said, "I'll treat you to a birthday drink," and he gave you nothing. Now you're saying, "Do I go back to him?" No. It's over. You did it. You did the shot. You took the shot. There was one ball to shoot.
You took a couple shots, it looks like.
Good for you. And I'm all for taking shots. But even if, let's say you say, "Jared, Jordana, fuck you." Okay? Like, I'm prepared for that. You say, "Fuck you guys, I'm going to shoot my shot again." I would say, good, go for it. Have fun doing that. But don't let yourself think that you're up. Don't tell yourself, I don't want to get rejected. You should be going up to him with the knife in your hand and putting it against your chest saying, "Throw it in my heart." Because that's what shooting a shot is. That's what, you need to have an ending.
Right, don't say, "Hey, what's up?"
No. "Hey, I honestly, I'm going to be a little vulnerable here. I had a great time on our date. I've thought of you a lot during the pandemic. It lets me down that you never got back to me, but I'm giving it one more shot to say that I would love to go on a date again." And then he's going to, it's going to hurt. It's going to sting. But that's
And then
life.
Take it. Feel it for a little bit. If you actually accept that someone has rejected you and take it in and feel it, it'll feel shitty for a few hours and then you'll move on.
Yeah.
But I agree. This thing of where she's like, "It wasn't really a rejection. Maybe he was this. Maybe he was that. I said this, but it wasn't totally clear." It's like, if you just accept what actually happened, it'll be much easier to move on from it and stop dwelling on it. Because she rationalized this as a non-rejection in the past, that's why she's still thinking about it.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks. I'm with her, but I think it's so funny, the difference between men and women with these apps. It's very chemical. She's "Oh, we've matched before and he's still single. And I feel safe because I have had a few conversations with him." And his mind is "Yeah, she'll go out with me anytime. It's kind of boring, whatever. I'll respond to her nicely just so I have that option. But I want to find something more exciting."
Right. And I agree with what you're saying. Make it so that he either has to immediately be let's go out and make a date immediately, or else just take the rejection, get and feel shitty and then get over it.
Slit my throat or don't. That's that's what it is.
That's going on your tombstone.
That's right. I think we helped her out, right, Jordana?
I think we did too. This was a good little Sunday special.
Awesome. If you guys have ideas, you have things that you want us to discuss on Sunday special, this is the one where we get a little weird. Deal reveals. I love reading a screenshot. So send them in. UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com. And if you're not subscribed yet, if you just came upon this podcast because, you're it's 20 minutes. Let me get into it. Subscribe. They'll be there waiting for you on the phone.
And rate and review while you're there.
I would love a review from you. I'm going to make that t-shirt. I'd love a review from you with the hand pointing.
There you go. Bye.
That's it for us. Boom.
You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Abby Lloyd. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at UUPpod on Instagram. And email your questions to UUP@Betches.com.
Betches.